2. Marrakesh. George Orwell. As the corpse went past the flies, left the restaurant table in a cloud and rushed after it. But they came back a few minutes later. The little crowd of mourners, all men and boys, no women, threaded their way across the marketplace between the piles of pomegranates and the taxis and the camels, wailing a short chant over and over again. What really appeals to the flies is that the corpses here are never put into coffins. They are merely wrapped in a piece of rag and carried on a rough wooden bier on the shoulders of 4 friends. When the friends get to the burying ground, they hack an oblong hole a foot or 2 deep, dump the body in it, and fling over it a little of the dried up lumpy earth, which is like broken brick. No gravestone, no name, no identifying mark of any kind. The burying ground is merely a huge waste of hummocky earth, like a derelict building lot. After a month or 2, no one can even be certain where his own relatives are buried. When you walk through a town like this, 200,000 inhabitants, of whom at least 20,000 own literally nothing except the rags they stand up in, when you see how the people live, and still more, how easily they die, it is always difficult to believe that you are walking among human beings. All colonial empires are in reality founded upon this fact. The people have brown faces. Besides, there are so many of them,